My plan is to continue tonight to take another selection from the Tshuvas of Mimam Akim from Rav Oshri, as that's all. One of the, again, all the Tshuvas in this Sefer are heartbreaking. This was put together by Rav Natan Farber, and this comes from Chelik Dalid Simen Tes. Din Kohen Shekola Nase Tsorud, a Kohen whose voice became hoarse. He could only speak it at a whisper. Aide Hamakos Meharjimon Yimach Shimon Imut Leduchan. So a Kohen who was unable to speak in a very loud voice and not be able heard by those who were standing very close to him, would he be able to duchen? So he brings in the background of the before giving the psak, the background as to how this unfortunate event happened to be. So without going through all of the he was read at the bottom part where it says Rav Oshri records on a daily basis 1,000 men were taken from the Kovno ghetto to perform arduous work in a local airport. Additionally, smaller groups of only 20 men, referred to as labor brigades, were assigned other tasks, not as strenuous as those laborers who were chosen to toil in the airfields. Aside from having to work less, the men chosen to work in the brigades were often fed better than those who were chosen to work in the airfields. And understandably, everybody wanted to work in the smaller brigades where it was also easy to save some of the food from their meals and to smuggle it back into the Kovno ghetto for their families. Okay. Among the brigade laborers was one particular man. If you read in the Hebrew, it says, Bein oivde achas brigados, ha'ish echad shmo Moshe, shahaya ben yochid le'imo. He was his mother's only son, ha'chola, when she was sick. Shaisa milvad zois atufa b'rav b'toch ha'ghetto. Umede pam b'pam haya matzlich le'havi le'imo ha'chola, kitzas oichel ha'tzila mizalfois rav. So he was able to smuggle out a little bit of extra food to bring to his mother, as he was her only source of food. Moshe hid the extra bread that was left over from his meal in a scarf that was wrapped around his neck. He told his fellow prisoners and Nazi officers he wore the scarf to keep his neck warm and had been suffering from a sore throat. So for several days he was successful in bringing the bread to his ailing mother. But on one fateful day, when the prisoners were returning from their labor to the barbed wire gate of the ghetto, a Nazi officer searched Moshe. When the bread was found, Moshe was savagely beaten, the Nazi focusing his deadly blows on Moshe's neck where the food had been hidden. Heartbreaking question. Moshe remained alive by virtue of Hashem's mercy alone. His vocal cords were severely damaged. From then on, Moshe could only speak with barely a hoarse whisper. In Hebrew, that's tsarud, sadi resh vav dalid, tsarud, to speak with a in a hoarse manner. So Moshe was a kohen. Vehine ze Moshe ish haya kohen b'nishalti, and he asked me, says Rashi, the following question: Imot lo la'alos leduchan v'chnei l'kai mitzvahs nesias kepayim ulevarich es Yisrael. Is he allowed to duchen? We have several kohanim on the Zoom shir tonight. You hear the question the Kohen asks, Am I rabbi, can I give Birkas Kohanim? Afa pi shekolo nomach, even though my voice is so low, ubirchaz nishmas lebechalash utzreide, it could only be heard as a whisper, barely audible. Would he be allowed to continue to daven to say Birkas Kohanim? So let's go through now the tshuva. As we pointed out last night as well, you have to realize that he did not have a base medrash full of svarim at his disposal. But he quotes from Shas, Shulchan Aruch, beginning with the Gemara in Sota, as you see here, Lamed Chesem Ad Aleph. The Pasuk says, Kosov Savarchu. This is the bracha you should give when it's describing in Parshas Naso to the Bnei Aharon. Bekol Ram, you have to with a loud voice. O Ein El Belachash, maybe it doesn't have to be loud, maybe it can be with a whisper and a soft voice. Talmud Lomah, the Pasuk says, Emor lehem ke adam she'omer lechavero. You have to do it in the normal way that a person would speak to a friend. Shulchan Orachayim, the simon is Kuf Chaf Ches, that's which deals with the halachas of Duchenin, of Nesias Kapayim, as it's called in halacha. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Mevarchin Ela B'Loshen HaKodesh. So first of all, you can't give it in a foreign language. It must be in Hebrew, in Loshen Kodesh. Uva Amira, you have to be standing when you give Birkas Kohanim. B'Nesias Kapayim, you lift your hands, Uva Kol Ram. And it would have to be with a loud voice. So it would seem, both from the Gemara in Sota and the Shulchan Aruch, there would have to be. So what are we going to do with Nebuch, this terrible case that happened? So he says, L'chora kasha, harhu v'shas shebeis ha-kinesis ba-Alexandria shel Mitzrayim, ha-kol kach gadol ad shlo shamu es kol shel hashatz. They had a shul in Mitzrayim in Egypt. Alexandria, Egypt, was so large, they could not hear the chazan, the guy in the back row. They didn't have the fancy schmancy acoustics. They didn't certainly didn't have a microphone. They couldn't hear him in the back. So they used to wave a flag, and they would know when to answer Amen. Everybody has to hear you. So if that's true, then we have a puzzle. How could it be? You're going to tell me that if that's a requirement, that you have to hear the Kohen, and in this large shul, they didn't do Birkas Kohanim? Right? Because then they can't hear it, I mean, you can't say it. So says Rav Ashi, "Tzarich lomish ein tzarich shekol tzibur mamish yishma es birkas kohanim b'shash shehem nesuin es kapehim." No, not that everybody has to hear. Eladai, it's sufficient mashe shomim asara ish min a tzibur hasmuchim lekohanim. 10 people close by, that's a tzibur, and that amount of people, 10 people, they have to be that. That's the level of requirement you would have to have. Ubar min dein, without, besides from this, matzino shekama midrasha specifri, ein el asmachta ba'alma. Okay, so maybe it's only a thing. So he says it can't be that they didn't do it then. They had a flag to sing with everybody. Right? So then how could it be, says Rav Ashi, that they wouldn't sing Birkas Kohanim? So he says, no, you just have to have the minion who's hearing the brachos. Umeata mikol hamuva nira. In light of everything that has been brought down, devadai mota lekoin haumual. This coin umual means unfortunate, miserable. This wretched coin hazel alosim kol echav alchi with his brothers hakohan leduchen ve'ein leklozel kiflaim. You don't have to hit him a second time. Meaning it's bad enough that the Germans got to him, so now you're going to hit him again and not allow him to duchen. Eladai shem John haurim yamach shemom zichrom umlo oso. They made him into such a miserable person. Lemshach kol yom yemei chayav aide hamakos hayisurim shegarmulo laavid eskolo l'shanus oifin diburo. Right, he has to live like this now. He's not going to be able to speak anymore. Right, so now you're not going to allow him to you know, duchen. So skipping a little bit to the next paragraph, the chas v'chalila, God forbid, lan lasos kedor hazeh, that we're going to hit him again. Kimi az shergemanim arurim shalchubo es yedehem hatameos, the impure hands of the Germans, his motitu, they made him this thing atzvav cholmsav. Behalos of Lunum Midi Lila Belila. He has nightmares. He wakes up trembling from these terrible things. With a scream, Va'achshav imneser alal lekayim es mitzvus nesiyah kapayim navi adeya es motutus gemura shal atzavov leibud shuvui miklan ruchani. We're going to destroy him if we couldn't do this. So because of this and other factors, he allowed him to do it. He says there's no reason that our Kohen Moshe has to suffer doubly, physical suffering and increased spiritual anguish. Ulizos mikol hatamim. With this, and because of all the reasons that we said, vadai shemotelo leumlo hazeh, certainly for this miserable, unfortunate person, laos leduch nevarich es birkas amavarich, es amo Yisrael biahavo, yachad im kol echov hakohanim, levarich es birkas yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Certainly, it is permitted for this man, for this Kohen, to duchen, despite his voice is only a whisper. Yes, the Birkas Kohanim with all the Birkas Kohanim. Beli kol safek, without any doubt. Ha umlal hazeh yechavi b'birchaso hazos. He has kavana. Shehashem yizborach shemo. Yishmor es am Yisrael mizaro shalamolika germanim harum yamach shemam shlo yosifu lishloch es yedehem bizera kadosh bruche kel, that they should no longer have any dominion in harm Hashem's nation, the Am Hanivcha, the Klal Yisrael. So Rav Ashi decided it was a substantial mitzvah to encourage the Kohen to rise up from the kick of the German boot and to show himself in public as an equal of his brother Kohanim, blessing his fellow Jews with praise and with love. So a very powerful teshuvah. However, we could stop here and say, okay, it's a sensitivity of a posek, it's an insight into the terrible atrocities that were committed during that time. But he goes a step further and connects it to now our current situation. That again, it may seem as though the opportunity to perform mitzvos were taken away from us. The shuls are closed, the yeshivas are closed, we're not davening with a minyan, we can't do the chesed in the way that we feel most comfortable, but we can't take for granted one of the greatest tools in our service of Hashem that has not been taken from us. The power of our voice, of our tefillah, the davening, the fact that we get together and make a virtual minyan, it's not a tefillah b'tzibur, but it's a tzibur, we're davening together in the best we can, and Hashem knows this, and the din is onus rachmana patri. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us full credit because He knows that we're doing the best we can, but our voices are here to learn, to say Tehillim, to daven for the cholim, everybody who needs a refuah shlema. Our movement may be restricted, but our voice remains boundless.